figure out what's going on. Okay. Let's pick up with the we'll pick up with the Gemara in a second, but we ended off discussing two questions, three questions really. One of them is, what's the basis for needing Makir v'hanachem el-gabi mokom dalad al-dalad? So we saw different shitas in the Rishonim. Then we turned to the question based off the Gemara's suggestion that you could distinguish within dalad al-dalad between akira and hanacha. Correct? Tosus was bothered why we need dalad al-dalad here. Why didn't the Gemara just employ a concept that it employs later on in Kuf Beis and the Gemara in Erevin? Why not just employ achshave? That even when you don't have dalad al-dalad, you could transform something into it. So we discussed those three questions. The Rishonim gave a whole range of suggestions as to when you could apply achshave and when you can't apply achshave. What I want to ask now is, do we find distinctions between this din of dalad al-dalad between different rishuyos? Okay, do you find that Rishonim will say sometimes you need it in a rishus, and sometimes you don't need it? So where do you find such a distinction in the Gemara? Where do you find the suggestion that you wouldn't need dalad al-dalad for one rishus?
If you read Gemara and Zion, I would bet in the same
way. Okay, so if you read the Gemara and Zion and Beis, the Gemara of, what's the case? Jeremy, what's the case on Zayim and Beis?
The case is of Na'at Panat.
Okay, so let's read it. I'm Rav Chista.
I'm Rav Chista Na'at Panat Rishus HaYachad Zayar Panach Al-Gabav Afil Gabav Me'am Lachayav Ne'eshe Rishus HaYachad Olad Larakia.
Okay, so you have a din of Rav Chista at the bottom of Zayim and Beis. That what? What's the case?
It's like a plank type of thing in Rishus HaYachad that you throw, or a rod that you throw something on. And you throw something onto it.
Okay, so what do? You take a staff or something, you plant it in the ground, not kind of rishus hayachid, you stick it into the ground, v'zarak v'nachal gabav, and then an object rests on the top of this thing. Alright? So then the Gemara says, afilu gavoa me'a machai, v'neish rishus hayachid ola adarakia. Even if it's 100 amos high, you're going to be chayiv. Because of a din, that rishus hayachid has no limit. This is in contrast to rishus harabim. Rishus harabim terminates at at 10 tfachim. So Shaziyach is allowed the Rakiya, or Shaziyach Rabim terminates at 10 tfachim. So first of all, what's strange in the Gemara here? So what seems anomalous? I don't know, if nothing struck you strange, that's fine. What? Just in that part of the Gemara. Anything?
Can you tell us where it means the root from?
Okay, presumably you're throwing from Rosh Hashanah, and that's why it'd be chayiv. How else would it be chayiv for Anach and Rosh Hashanah? But is anybody bothered by the connection? Afilu gavoa me'a machayiv nesh Rosh Hashanah ol'ad l'rakia? Does anybody find that as a strange addition to the halacha? You know, Chis is telling you a din that if you have a little stick that you put into Rosh Hashanah, you're chayiv for Anach al gabav. As the Gemara even points out, Lema damar Rav Chista k'Rebbe. Maybe Rav Chista holds like Rebbe. What's Rebbe's opinion? Rashi notes. This seems to be a denial of needing dalad al dalad, because the stick that you put into the ground has a very small radius. It's not going to have dalad al dalad. So he's teaching you one halacha, and then he throws in also a seemingly irrelevant halacha of versus hayachal ol ad l'rakia. Why is that relevant?
If you read it not like Rashi, then Rashi's being irrelevant, meaning that the other law is what's important.
What?
I mean, if you read it like Rashi, yeah, of course that.
Well, how else would he read the Gemara? I mean, what's? I mean, you think
the
he just?
Is it a finish
that, yeah.
That what?
That Zrika versus Sayach. That is Lamala Me'asar Tzvachet.
But that's true for anything. I mean, isn't it true that? I mean, everybody agrees that Rishus Sayach is Olad L'Rakia. You walk up to the Empire State Building, throw something on top of the Empire State Building, you think you're not Chayiv because above 10 Tzvachim. The Gemara everywhere that says Rishus Sayach is Olad L'Rakia. You don't need Rav Chisda to tell you that. No one disputes that. I mean, the Gemara even has the shaila. Why aren't all continents Rosh Hashanah Yachids? Because you have a cliff before the ocean. So is there any answer? Does anybody suggest that the two points in the Gemara are related? Okay, so let me give you some background. What is the Rambam Paskin on this question of Rav Chisda? Paskin's like Rav Chisda. Rambam does Paskin Rav Chisda. Does Rambam Paskin like the Gemara on Daf Dalid that you need a Hanacha on Mokam Dalid al Dalid?
Yeah.
So how could you Paskin both of them? Okay, so you're going to say that in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, what are you going to say?
It's inherently, when it's in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you don't need Dalid al Dalid.
Okay, so when you're in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you don't need Dalid al Dalid. For what?
For
you don't need Akira v'Hanacha Milgavi Malkam Dalid al Dalid, according to Rachel's formulation. Okay? Do you know that from Rav Chisda's case? That you don't need Akira v'Hanacha Milgavi Malkam Dalid al Dalid? No, what do you know?
You just know that in this specific case. Meaning, presumably,
presumably this is a general, there's nothing unique about the Kana. I mean, let's assume a kana is a general halach for
Rosh Hashanah. Either you just generally hold that you don't need dalad alad, or it's specific to Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, very good. So first of all, you might say that Rav Chisda denies the entire halach of dalad alad. Dalad. Who suggests that? I don't know if you saw the line, but Tosfos on Daf Dalad Amud Beis and Dibur Maskil be'ilan ha'omed Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So you'll see Tosfos has a suggestion. 1-8 lines from the bottom. Mishum de Rav Chisda lo ba'i makom dalad gam b'rishus harabim. Rav Chisda actually does not distinguish between Rishuyos. Rav Chisda denies the entire halacha of dalad al dalad. That's Tosfos' suggestion, a very extreme view. Okay, so dalad al dalad is now machlokas. The Rambam, we saw, does not hold this way. Why? Because what is the Rambam paskin? I don't know if anybody has it. Yeah, the Rambam in the first halacha of Perek Yudalad of Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam rules. Anybody, you have it?
You don't have it.
It's fine. I'll tell you, the Rambam Paskins in the first parak of in the first halakha of Parak Yadalid, that you need Dalid al Dalid for Akira and Hanacha. You're not chayiv ad she'oker me'agabi makam Dalid al Dalid u'min yachsham. But then the Rambam also Paskins is halakha of Rav Chisda, as you can see over here in Parak Yadalid, halakha Yadzayin. So how's he Paskin both? So clearly you could have to machalik now between a Rosh Hashanah Yachid and a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Inside a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you don't need Dalad al-Dalad. Inside a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, you do need Dalad al-Dalad. Now, what's the rationale for that? How do you explain that?
Because it's a little odd. That's the only distinction between.
Okay, so you might say that it's Gufa because of that other part of Rav Chisda's halacha, that a Rosh Hashanah Yachid is Ola Adla Rekia. How would that explain it? Okay, very good. You could say it a little differently. You could say it's as if the karka actually comes up to the makam hanacha. Let's see the Ramban's formulation, because Ramban indeed does say this. So Ramban on Zayin Mabes, last piece. Na'atz kana b'rishus hayachid v'zorak v'nachal gabav afilu gavah kuf ama chayev. Rambam just says, it seems from Rashi that this is a distinction of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. In Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you don't need Dalad al-Dalad. Okay, then he just goes on and on. He goes on. Then he says, U'matzasi l'Rav Chananel, shekasav, v'kaimalon, de l'mala miyud, ein tzarech Dalad al-Dalad, ela afilu kane ola l'mala miyud tvachim, v'zorek v'nach al-gab av chayiv. U'midivrei kulam nilmod, Lefarish, we learn out from all this. The Hainu Nami Dasa Rav Chisda Lashmina the Rosh Hashanah Yachid Ola Ad Rekia. Rav Chisda is coming to tell us that Rosh Hashanah Yachid extends up until the Rekia. The Havia Kimuneches Bekarka. And the Chayv is as if it's resting on the ground. The Afal Gav De Lo Svir Le Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadamia. This could be the other half of our Sugya. Even though you're not going to Paskin Kluta, that's something in the airspace as if it's on the ground. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you have something almost parallel to Kluta. I mean, even the days in the Gemara that don't hold Rabbi Akiva as Chiddush, there is a concept of Kluta, that airspace is like the ground. Rosh Hashanah Yachid artificially constructs the airspace as if it is the ground. So therefore, Bahanacha Koldehu Mia Havya Hanacha Kimoshehu Makom Dalid. Therefore, a Hanacha on anything inside Rosh Hashanah Yachid has the halachic status as a Hanacha on a 4x4 place. Hilkach Lo Ba'inan Hanacha Gabi Makom Dalid Adalid. Therefore, you don't need Dalid Adalid. I mean, the language is a little ambiguous, because Ramban says you have dalet al dalet, therefore you don't need it. But clearly what he's saying is that physically you don't need dalet al dalet for the actual resting place, because halachically you should say yachad zola adarakia, it's as if you have it. Good? I'll just read you the critical line again. V'alfagav de lo sevir v'alzer avchis lashmin der shes yachad ola adarakia havya kimu neches bekarka v'alfagav de lo sevir lekuta kemisha huncha. Okay. So, when do you need Dalet al Dalet according to the Ramban, according to his first day here? Just in Rosh Hasharabim. Okay, we'll come back to his. Okay. Just in Rosh Hasharabim. Then the Ramban has a second day. You need not distinguish between a Rosh Hashayachid and a Rosh Hasharabim per se. Where else might you need Dalet al Dalet?
With a goof.
Oh, with a goof. Why?
It's not
safe. Does Ramban say that?
Hold on.
What?
I think so, but I'm not sure.
Because he's not stable?
No,
because
no,
nub and nut?
Yeah, isn't that?
No, the Rash, the Ravid says that for something else.
No, 1 second. Hold on.
Because why is Ramban bothered by this? Why does he have to say? Why is he compelled to say that there are cases where you need dalet al dalet inside Rosh Hashanah Yachid?
Because our Mishnah,
excellent, right? The Mishnah didn't seem to just be bothered by the Yadoshel Balabayis, but just bothered by the Yadoshel Ani. It was equally bothered by the Yadoshel Shel Balabayis inside. If you want to say that anything in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, is dalet al dalet, then you don't have to worry about the case of the Balabayis. So Ramban now suggests that maybe even inside Rosh Hashanah Yachid there are situations where you need dalet al dalet. Ramban says, "Inami la'adam shehu omid Rosh Hashanah Yachid she'eno doma lekane na'utz dehu kirshus hayachid atzma." When it comes to a man inside Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you need dalet al dalet. Why? Dehu kirshus hayachid atzma, eino doma lekane na'utz dehu kirshus hayachid atzma. What's that rationale? And where you see it. How did you understand that second answer of the Ramban? Do you think Dehu Kirshus HaYachid Asma is modifying the Adam Birshus HaYachid, or it's modifying the Kana Birshus HaYachid?
The Kana
Birshus HaYachid. So what's his rationale? I could pose the question a little differently. Is the Ramban retracting from his first answer?
I don't think it's the second answer.
Well, it's an inami.
No, the inami is hilkach lo ba'inan hanacha agav yomkom dalet el kagom rishu.
Oh, inami, both in both of those cases. Okay, then for sure you don't think he's retracting.
Yeah.
Okay. So you could read it as inami. Inami could just reflect a different day, or it could just mean two cases. So, Jeremy, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's just an extension. It would be an extension of the first answer and say most things are, we just look at them as they're on the ground, but people are different because people have their own, they're like their own reshut or something.
Yeah, something in that direction. That when it's the kana, like you were saying, so the kana itself can be defined as karka shel Rosh Hashanah Yachid that's ola ad l'rakia, and this is just an extension of that karka. Therefore, you don't need dalet al dalet because you have the karka. But when you have an autonomous person inside a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so it's true that he's inside the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but he doesn't have the din of actually being a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So you can't apply the din of Kaka Ola Adler Akiya for the person inside the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Okay?
Why do you have a distinction? Meaning, why would a kind of be able to take on the status of Rishus Yerachid?
Okay, so you could phrase it either a Rishus Yachid.
Yeah.
You could phrase it technically that it's considered just a jutting out of the karka. It's just raised. And raised karka and Rishus Yachid is part of the Rishus, because that's the din of Olah Rekia. Or you could say that a Kana is not autonomous. So it's mm-hmm. batal to the Rishus Yachid. Whereas an Adam Rishus Yachid, he's defined as his own entity. So you can't just say, oh, he's batal to the karka of the Rishus. Halacha recognized him as being independent. Okay, those would be just two different ways of explaining this Ramban. Good. The Kana. Yeah. For sure he's not saying that the person himself is Kshusha. That would seem to defy his rationale. But it's misleading because
the
who?
Like, the person is separate from, like, the Kana is part of the Rishus.
But it's hard to say that a person is objectively defined as Rishus Yachid, otherwise he would never be Chayiv Rishus Rabin. We'll see Tosrit's question. Otherwise, Mashtin Varak should be Chayiv inside Rishus Rabin, because you're multi from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabin. Okay, so that's the Ramban's two distinction. Who has a very parallel distinction to the Ramban? Just drawing the line somewhere else. He also has a very subtle internal Rishus HaYachid distinction. The Ritva? Okay, we'll get to the Ritva. Very good. We'll get that in a moment. Who
We're
else has it?
Along the lines?
Yeah. The Meiri. The Meiri on Zion and Beis.
Oh, yeah.
What does he suggest?
Well, his final answer, meaning his like concession answer.
Yeah.
Is that in two show in within two, 1 second, yeah. But within runner shoot you could have a kind of the Dala when it comes to like two. Well, he's done with the key.
Well, that's the isn't that the Shadi Nofa Basar Ikro case?
Yeah, never mind.
What does the Meiri suggest?
I mean, he just thinks that you don't need. He rejects the distinction that you don't need Dala, so he makes these inconsistent.
No, he rejects the distinction between Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim, right? He thinks even Rishus HaYachid you wouldn't.
Yeah.
But he has one suggestion.
That we're done with like a Tvash on the Kana. So
yeah,
said.
Why does he want to say that? That's why it's very subtle.
Because then you could actually say that. That's
what is his distinction before you explain it?
Between Nach Agadbe the Kana and being like, to actually stay.
Yeah, very good. You see that Meiri? The Meiri distinguishes between a case where it's noch agabe akane and where it's noch on the side of the kane. Which case does he think you don't, which case do you not need dalad al dalad, in his opinion? Which is on the side.
Yeah.
Why don't you need dalad al dalad then?
Because then it's like whatever. You see, as his phrase, but like it's like actually is on the karka.
Yeah, because then you could say just raise, actually trace the ground of the Shrista Yachid upwards. And the dvash or the dvela is noch on the karka, whereas if it's noch on top of the kana, then you can't trace the ground of the rishus hayachid upwards because the kana is actually interfering between the rishus the ground and the cheftza hamunach. Right. So what you have here, according to the Meiri, is like the Ramban, who distinguishes between, let's say, an adam inside rishus hayachid versus rishus hayachid itself. The Meiri more technically thinks it's a question of whether or not you could actually trace the ground up until where the chayfetz is. That's going to determine whether you need dalet al dalet. Whether you could view it as if it's noch on the ground. Good. Now, you do find chilukim, not just between, so you have one chiluk between Rosh Hashayach, you have three opinions so far. You have Rav Chista, according to Tosvos, that Rav Chista denies dalet al dalet altogether, but you'll never find a distinction between Rishuyos. Then you have the first suggestion of the Ramban and the Rambam's position that in Rishus HaYachid you don't need Dalet HaDalet, in Rishus HaRabim you do. The Ramban connected that to Rishus HaYachid Olah HaRekia. Then you have the second position of the Ramban, depending if you want to view it as two different answers, that you can distinguish between the Rishus HaYachid Atzmo and something inside Rishus HaYachid. And then you have the distinction of the Meiri where you can distinguish between different scenarios inside Rishus HaYachid, whether it's considered Mamish Agabe Karka or whether it's considered Agabe Kana B'socha Karka. That's what you have so far. What Rachel just mentioned, you have the sheet of the Ritva, where it's not clear if any of these other Rishonim disagree, but what is the Ritva? What he introduces a second level of distinction.
For Akira, you don't need Dalet
al-Dalet. For Akira?
You don't need Dalet al-Dalet. kibbutz within Rishut. When within Rishut Yachid for Akira, you don't need Dala.
Excellent. For an Akira, according to the Ritva, the whole distinction between Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRab, according to the Ritva, is only with respect to Hanacha, which is actually the case of Rav Chista. Rav Chista only talks about a case of Naskan of Rishus HaYachid Vizark V'Nacha Al Gabav. He never talks about a case of an Akira from Rishus HaYachid. So the Ritva says, Ein Lecha Bo'al Lechidusho, you only have the evidence of the case. Now, according to the Ritva, do you think he could easily adopt the rationale of the Ramban and the Meiri of Karka versus the Yachid Ola Ador Rekia? Could that be the...
Maybe, and maybe they'll say, even though it's true, you're still require a higher threshold for Akira.
But why? If the Karka... What are you going to say? You didn't?
Okay, from that rishut, even if you take it off of it.
Why? If you think the point is that the karka versus the yachid reaches the makam of the object, so then why would you distinguish between the place of the hanach and the place of the akira?
It just depends on how it says
if you have dalet al dalet.
So you would just have a less strong formulation of what does it mean that karka is a little out of our kid. It says halacha is a mechanism that we use. It's not actually a reality.
Why should that only be true for hanach and not for akira?
Because for akira we have a higher threshold because of whatever we talked about last time, either because it's like the...
Do you think that the din of Ola Rishus HaYachid Ola Ad Rekia is relative to the Maisa Hanacha or Akira? Isn't that an objective question about the status of the Rishus?
So I mean, it could be two. It's either objective reality, and we just and like every time we see a karka, we really just see it as like you have the question about like sukkah also, and whenever you use those things like levud and stuff, is it actually a reality or is it just a mechanism that we use? And if it's just a mechanism that we use, then we'll be like discriminatory about when we use it and when we don't. So mm-hmm. if we, whatever.
Yeah, but I would say that it's a mechanism. I mean, you're still dealing with a halachic question here, right? So I don't think it makes so much sense to say that it's the din is just yachid olad rakia, which halachically means you have dalet al dalet. But only halachically with respect to the hanacha, not halachically with respect to the akira.
I mean, like we didn't do like kuta mishnah like yet, so I don't know. But like I presume that they are like even if you look kuta, you'll distinguish about where you apply it. So it's why it's like kuta mishnah, then like any object there should always be.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not so convinced by it. I would say that the Ritva works much better with saying that it's not that in Rosh Hashanah Yachid it says if you have it because of Ola Adurakia, but in Rosh Hashanah Yachid the point is that you don't need dalet al dalet. Because there, it's all the mechayev of hanachas that is in the Rishus HaYachid. Let's say, or the whole Rishus HaYachid by definition is stipulated as a makom that you don't need to artificially create an area of landing. Because being in Rishus HaYachid itself is a sufficient mechayev. Whereas in Rishus HaRabim, where it is not necessarily defined as enclosed of an area, so over there you need an actual dalet al dalet. So the Ritva's distinction, I think, makes more sense. If you don't think that it's Rishus HaYachid Ola Ad Rekia, I think it's a separate issue of just not that you have dalet al dalet, but you don't need it. That's what I would say. Okay. Now, let's move on in the Gemara with our eye to understanding that the Gemara is going to suggest, or the Gemara seems to be suggesting, that there are cases where you don't actually have dalet al dalet, but halachically we consider it as if you do. So let's see how the Gemara invokes those cases. Jeremy, you want to take us in the Gemara where we left off on Dalet Amabes?
Yeah. In Dalet Amabes or
Dalet Amabes, I think we left off.
Okay.
Oh, I'm saying the Gemara where we left off from last time.
Yeah.
Ella Harebi Ditanya, fourth line from the bottom.
Harebi Ditanya Zarak Mirshus Harabim, which is Harabim versus Yachabem, Sarab Mukhaiva Chacham and Potra.
So the Gemara just proved from which din?
It's like the Kluta din. But
this is Kluta.
Case.
Well, this is right, but this is the din of Kluta. When you throw through a Rishus, so you have a Hotza and a Hachnasa, so if you say Kluta is Kamisha Hunchadamya, an object passing through the air as if it's on the ground, so then it should be Chayiv Shtayim. So the Gemara here assumes that if you hold Kluta, what don't you need?
Makam Dalet.
You don't need Makam Dalet al Dalet. Now that's surprising. Because you easily could have said that the whole point of kuta is as if it's munach agabi akarka. It's not that it's munach in the airspace. So why does the Gemara assume that if you hold kuta, you don't need alo dalet? Go on. It's very interesting. So the Gemara says, even if you want to say it's kluta, this will only work in a case of kluta only works in a case.
What did you say?
Kluta would only work in a case of
where there was rashes shayish like that.
Yeah, mikura, like it has a roof.
Okay.
So kluta only works if you're throwing through a totally enclosed area. It has four walls and a roof. Right? So that goes in one window, out the other. Then you could say kluta. Now, damrina basic command mali dama, because you view the house as if it's entirely filled.
You need four walls.
And you also need three walls. Okay? Normal dinner versus. So that's very interesting, because here the Gemara is saying that even if kluta alone is not considered dalid al dalid, once you invoke the din of besa kamad demalia dami, that the house is entirely ki'ilu, it's filled with objects, then you'll say that kluta in that halacha is as if you have dalid al dalid. So normal kluta is not dalid al dalid. Kluta passing through a roofed enclosure is considered dalid al dalid. Good?
Mm-hmm.
Now, just Tosas. Anybody see the top Tosas on Hamid Aleph? What he asked from Gittin? We'll get to this Tosos for Kuta. Tosos there asks, the Gemara in Gittin assumes that this din of Besa Kamad Amal Yadami applies even when there is no roof. Okay? Meaning you might say that there's a case of Kuta, let's say, in Rishas HaRabim, where there's no Mechitzos at all. That's one type of Kuta. There's a second case of Kuta, according to Tosos in Gittin, where the object is passing through a place that has Mechitzos. And there's a third case of Kuta, which the Gemara here talks about in Shabbos, where you have a roof. And then that case is going to be Kili Avan Nachal Gabi Dalad Adalad. So go on. So V'chi Tema Hachanami V'mikura
HaTenach Rishis HaYachav Mikura Rishis HaRavim Mikura Rishis HaRavim Mikura Michaya V'amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar Rav Yavim Rav Juna Amar Rav Amavir Chifetz Dalad Amas Rishis HaRavim Mikura Pator L'fishin Adom Elutika.
So here the Gemara wanted to suggest that our Mishnah is a case of where everything is roof. That's why you don't need Dalad Adalad, because the object is as if it's already in a place of dalad dalad, because the whole place is filled up. So the Gemara says that's not going to help you for the case of Rishis HaRabim, because it's impossible to have a Rishis HaRabim with a roof. It's a tarta desasri. Right? It's impossible to have a Rishis HaRabim that's roofed. Okay, you'll see it's a big issue in Erevin, because it might mean that you can't have a Rishis HaRabim daraisa anytime a highway is covered, anytime you have an overpass, because it's roofed for that area. Okay, go on.
Okay. Ella. Amar Zera Haman Yachir and the Sanya Momrim Ama Bimkoma Bikibel Hayav Akarbim Koba Bikibel Pator Ama Bimkoma Bikibel Hayav Habayinan Hanahaga Bimakam Zalad Voleka Awashmamina Lobaina Makamaro.
Go on.
The Dilma Hanahahu Zoloba Inan Hakiraba Inan Vanahanam Idilma Depashi Knafe Vikibwa.
Very interesting. Maybe the case is
he's got his arms outstretched. That's why he's
You kind of like take your jacket and catch it in your jacket.
All right.
So it's as if you have, even though your hand's not dalad dalad, the hanacha is done in dalad dalad because you opened up your jacket to catch it. Okay, so go on.
Diganami hanacha. Amar Rebbe Abba Masnisen Kigon Shed Kibla Traskel.
Yeah, very hard to understand. Here the Gemara suggests that maybe the only case of the Mishnah is where you actually have a basket.
Yeah.
And then you have dalad dalad. Go on. Hagabe
Traskel de Ikanami hanacha. Hayado Katan. Tani traskel shebiyado, hatena traskel rishus hayachad, rishus hayachad. Ela traskel she rishus harabim, rishus hayachad.
Yeah, if you want to say our Mishnah is a case where they're all carrying baskets, the guy holding the basket in the rishus harabim is also considered rishus hayachad because the basket itself has the dimensions to be rishus hayachad. Go on.
Lamed zolok rav yosi rav yehuda, detanya rav yosi rav yehuda, mer natz kana rishus harabim, rishus traskel zarek manachal gaba chayev.
Because you view the walls of the basket as going down, so the basket itself will be a Rosh Hashayachid. So that can't be, because the case of the Mishnah then, the Ani is putting it into another Rosh Hashayachid, he should be Pater. Okay, kashle revo miktani chaska shabiyado vayado katani. I don't like any of these ukimtas because the Mishnah itself says yado. El amar revo. What do you think of that answer? So what's the case of the Mishnah? The case of the Mishnah is
everyone's hands were always.
Yeah, the ani and the balabayas are passing it within three tefachim of the ground. So how does that solve the problem? Yeah, anything within three tefachim of the ground is halachically considered as if it's dalet al dalet. So here you have two cases in the Gemara. You have one case of base a command demalia dami, where it's artificially defined as having dalet al dalet. Now you have a second case in the Gemara of anything within gimel tefachim of the ground is artificially considered dalet al dalet because that's bottled to the ground itself. Okay, so the Gemara says v'ha omeid. It says that he's omeid b'fnim, he's standing, so you can't say his hand is on the ground. Kodani b'soch, he's leaning over. V'iba yisem b'guma, or he's standing in a pit. So his hand is—he's standing, but his hand is level with the surface of the ground. He by saying bananas, or he's a midget. So Amar Rava Ichbal. So now, just, I was pointing out an interesting question: will you distinguish? You have two cases here where it says if it's on the ground, or based on command amal yadami and within gimel. Would you distinguish between those two cases? Are there halachic differences? So, for example,
between
let's say a case of based on command amal yadami and within gimel tefachim of the ground. Do you find they're both like artificial ways of grabbing the ground? So is Rosh Hashanah and Olah the Rekia. So do all artificial ways, are all artificial ways cut of the same halachic cloth? And we'll see that there could be important distinctions. So the Gemara says, so Amar Rabbi Ichbal Tana Lashmina Kalhani, what? The Tana wanted to tell us all, just to tell us that he's standing on the ground. Amar Rabbi Yad Shalom Chashuv Lo Kedalet Al Dalet. So now the Yad halachically is also defined as a case of Dalet Al Dalet. Now, when we talk about dalet al dalet here, what do we mean? With respect to which din? Akir v'hanacha. The Gemara said that in order for something to be an akir v'hanacha, it has to be milgabe makom dalet al dalet, defining the action of akir and hanacha. But there's another area of halacha where dalet al dalet becomes relevant, which? Defining a rishus. Right? In order for something to be defined as rishus ayachid, it needs the dimensions of dalet al dalet. So when the Gemara says that yadosh aladim is chashuv like dalet al dalet, does that mean just with respect to the question on Dalid of Akir v'hanacha me'al gabi makom Dalid? Or does that also mean with respect to the dimensions of Rishuyos? Where you also need Dalid al-Dalid? Now, so do you think that these are two... Now, there are two questions here. One of them is, can something be defined halachically as Dalid al-Dalid with respect to one area of halacha but not for another? That's A. B... is there really a distinction between the requirement of dalet al dalet for the maisa hanacha and akira, and the requirement of dalet al dalet for the definition of a rishus? Are those actually two different halachic categories, or is there some way of reducing one to the other? So where does this question come up in the Gemara? On daf tes. There, the Gemara in daf tes amid aleph raises the question. Sorry, daf tes amid aleph. Middle of the page, Amar Ula, Amu Tisha B'Shus Arabim Rab Mechat V'Nala V'Zorak V'Nachal Gabu V'Chayit. You have a pillar of nine tefachim inside a Rishus Arabim. People lean on it. You throw something that rests on top of it. You're Chayit. Okay, the Gemara on Chesem Adal. Now, does this pillar have Dalet Al Dalet or not? I mean, this pillar has a din of Rishus Arabim. It's nine tefachim tall. In the Rishus Rabbim, Rishus Rabbim, people use it. Does it have dalet al dalet or not?
According to Rashi,
it doesn't. According to every Rashi, if you start with Kiva Eger, so Rashi here says zira maschal mechat v'ilavei, bein racha bein katzar. Even if it doesn't have dalet al dalet, it's still going to be considered Rishus Rabbim. That's Rashi. If you look at Rashi, Rashi sotzer himself on Sadi Aleph Amud Beis. Look at Sadi Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara there's talking about an iskupa b'Rishus Arabim. You have a little stoop in between Rishus Ayachid and Rishus Arabim. So Rashi says, the stoop, first Rashi on the Gemara, kegon givoa tes, it's nine tefachim tall, v'rochev dalet, it has four tefachim, v'rabim mechatfin alav, v'chazil l'rabim, kidamar perakama. So Rashi here references the first parak, and Rashi here says that it has dalet, v'rochev dalet. It's actually a stira in Rashi, whether or not you need dalet al dalet for this amud. Which one do you think makes more sense?
Tadi
Aleph makes more sense. Rachel disagrees. You disagree?
Why is it more intuitive to say that?
That you need Dalit? Why would you need Dalit?
The Pshat is a piece of Na'at Kanez.
The Na'at Kanez Brishas HaYachid. Here we're talking about an Amud Brishas HaRabim. So the Gemara says that you put something on top of it, you're Chayiv.
I'm saying you're saying.
Why are you Chayiv? Brishas HaYachid, you invoke the rationale of Brishas HaYachid, Olad the Rakia, or that Brishas HaYachid is different. What's the rationale over here? It's an Amud in a Brishas HaRabim. How could you be chayiv? Don't we say v'habayin and akira v'hanochem agabe makom dalid? Rashi said you're chayiv even though there's no makom dalid. What's the answer?
It depends why you need dalid in the first place.
Okay, so what would you say here? So why are you chayiv?
That's like the Rashi, but it's like, well, that's like what that's what people do. Like,
okay, so one second. Who blocks at this question and says Eina Chanami? Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik says that maybe the Gemara means you're not chayiv if you just put something on top of this pillar. The Gemara meant that if you did a hanacha on something that's considered dalid al dalid on top of this pillar, then you'd be chayiv. We're taking up a room that's supposed to be used.
I don't know. Okay,
we're ending in a second anyway. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik says that the Gemara is talking about dalid al dalid. The Gemara here means that this is considered a rishus harabim, even though it doesn't have dalid al dalid. It's considered a rishus. What about the fact that you're not chayiv until you have dalid al dalid? In a chanami, you're not chayiv. So when would you be chayiv? Let's say you put your hand, which is considered dalid al dalid, on top of the pillar, and put something into it. So then it would be dalid al dalid because of your hand, for the maisakir v'hanacha. Dalid al, it would be considered a rishus because of the din of the pillar, and you'd be chayiv. Good? Implicit in his argument is that the din of dalid al dalid for the action of akira and hanacha is defined very differently than the din of dalid al dalid for defining something as a rishus. Good.
What's v'nach al gabav mean?
V'nach al gabav means that if it was nach in something that's dalid al dalid on top of this pillar, you'd be chayiv, because the gemara here is only interested in defining it as a rishus harabim. The gemara is kind of just ignoring the question on dalid and beis about dalid al dalid. Mm-hmm. So you need something artificially to create dalid al dalid in order to be chayiv. Okay?
Yeah.
Who was very unhappy with this answer? Or who addresses this question explicitly? The Rashba. The Rashba says, how could you be chayiv if there's no dalid al dalid? So Moshe Soloveitchik said you're not. What did the Rashba answer? Rashba said you are chayiv. Why are you chayiv?
Meaning it's a rishus harabim, because that's a meaning it's dalid al dalid. It's dalid al dalid because that's how people use it. People use it as rishus harabim, so that satisfies the requirement for dalid al dalid also.
Oh. Yeah, he has two answers. One answer is achshavei. V'yesh lomar v'tmiyali. D'haba inan hanachal gabi makom arba v'leka. V'yesh lomar d'kivin d'mishum d'mechatvi v'mashvi le'rishus harabim. V'derech harabim lechatev, af al pi she'em ba'arba, lefi she'em enichem sham asam, ela nismachin bo, harei hu makom choshev v'roi l'tashmisho.
You think that's actually?
Sorry, v'yesh lomar, dekivan demishum demechatvi bei, mashvi la rishos harabim. Sorry, that first answer is saying that for the same reason that this becomes a rishus harabim by virtue of the fact that the rabim use it, therefore it's also considered dalid al dalid by virtue of the fact that the rabim use it, in the same way that a yad is defined as dalid al dalid because of its dexterity. That's the Rashba's argument. I'll read it to you again. V'yesh lomar, t'kivin d'mishun d'v'chatvi bei, since the rabim lie on it, rest on it, mashvi l'rishus harabim, that turns into rishus harabim. V'derech ha'mechatvin l'chatev, and people lie on these pillars even though they don't have four tvachim. Lefisha ein menichim sham masam ela nismachin bo, harehu makom choshev roi letashmisho. Since people use it for leaning, therefore its purpose is defined as for leaning, and therefore even though it doesn't have dalid al dalid, it's considered roi letashmisho. V'harezeh ki yado shel adam hachashuv lo ka'arba al arba didarkam shel b'nei adam lahamid kelehem biyadehem. Yad is defined as arba al arba because people use it, even though it's small. this pillar is also considered dalal adalah because people use it even though it's too small. So it has, just like yad. Meaning, the same halacha that transforms it into a Rishus HaRabim also transforms it into a makom of dalal adalah. Then the Rashba goes on and he says, Vi'od, de kivan de darkon lechatef alav, since the rabbim lie on this pillar, machsheves harabim mashvile makom, that's achsheve. The thought of the rabbim, it's an achsheve, the rabbim use it, therefore it transforms it into a makom. They have das. Okay, so the Rashba thinks you have to invoke one of two principles, either an extension of yad, or achsheve to transform this into a makom dalad al dalid for akira v'hanach. The Ravid thought that doesn't work. And by the way, the implicit in the Rashba's reasoning is that just like Achshavei works for the halacha of Dalet al-Dalet for the Maisa Akira v'Hanacha, for the act of Akira and Hanacha, so Achshavei will also work for the corollary of transforming this into a Rishus. Right, the Rashba's arguing that the same halacha of Rabbi Mechatvin Allah that defines as Rishus Rabbim defines it as a makom of Dalet al-Dalet for Akira and Hanacha. He's assuming it's the same halacha. The Ravid disagrees here, and the Ravid says, no. You actually need physical dalal al dalad in order to be chayav for this pillar. Achshavei couldn't help you whatsoever. Okay, now just note, the way the Rashba quotes the Ravid, it seems like the Ravid is trying to solve the problem of v'haba inan akir v'hanacha melagabe makam dalad. There's no active akir and hanacha without dalal al dalad. The way the Meiri quotes this Ravid is that this cannot be defined as a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim itself unless it has dalet al dalet. Okay, meaning if it doesn't have dalet al dalet, it will be defined as a makom p'tur. So Rabbi Mechatvin Alav can't transform a makom p'tur into a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So therefore, it must be that even with respect to the din of Rishus, to define this as a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you need dalet al dalet. But the Rashbas thought no. The Rashba thought that the Rabbi Mechatvin Alav itself could take a makom p'tur and transform it into a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Okay? Now, just one more point on this question. The Rashba on Daf Hei quotes a question of the Ravid. Anybody see it? Also quoted in Tosfos Rid later on. You see it, Jeremy?
On Hei?
Yeah. Him is, I think. V'haravid zal pirish. Rachel, what does he say?
See it? You mean both know the chatif and that, like,
okay, but separate. That's on Dav Zayin. On him, basically, he has something also. Chana, okay, you see it?
Yeah, but
the wrong Ravid. Okay, but it's also Tosas Brit's question. It says, if a person is defined as Dalet al Dalet, like if Yadushal Adam, the way the Ravid asks it on Haman base, if Yadushal Adam is defined as Dalet al Dalet, then he says, I don't understand. If he's holding the chayfetz below three tfachim, where's the object? On the ground. Lavud.
Oh, yeah.
If he's holding the object above four tfachim, so he's not in the Rishus HaRabim, because an Adam is his own, he's a cholek Rishus La'atzma. So he should be a karmelis, because it's a makom dalet al dalet inside a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. If he's above 10 tfachim, then it should be Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Because he's dalet al dalet, he's in a makom p'tur. Dalet al dalet inside a makom p'tur is Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So he says, I don't understand how you're ever chayef. So what is the answer? So here's where Rachel is, what you said before. V'chein ein danin adam din amud bilmala me'asara v'chein ein danin bo din karmas v'lo makom p'tur l'fishu navinad. Since a man is always defined as moving, navinad, so he can never be defined as a rishus. The same thing is that's the same thing that Tosfos Rid says later on. Tosfos Rid and Daf Kuf Beis says the same thing. If a person is defined as dalet al dalet, as I said earlier, so then why does the Mishnah in Erevin say that mashdin v'rak is only chayiv if it goes from Rosh Hashanah Yachid into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Why not say, even if the person is standing inside Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, he himself is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because he's Dalet al Dalet. So then Mashdin V'Rak is going from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So what is the answer also? Navinad. A person doesn't define as himself as his own Rosh Hashanah because he's always moving. Now, latent in his reasoning, and the reasoning of the Ravid is what? About the relationship between Dalet al Dalet for Akir v'hanocha and dalad dalad for the definition of rishus. What's their assumption? That's the very same definition. Because all the Gemara told us is that a person is defined as dalad dalad with respect to akira v'hanocha. With respect to the question on daf dalad. So then the Ravid and Tosfos Rid say, well then, why isn't he rishus hayachid? But that's a huge leap. Who said that halacha's criterion for dalad al dalad for defining this act as a chashav akira or as a chashav hanacha could easily be carried over into the definition of rishus hayachid? Now he's considered a rishus by himself. And even when they answer the question, they just say, oh, because he's mobile. So you can't have a mobile rishus. But the premise that there's no distinction between dalad al dalad for akira and hanacha and dalad al dalad for the rishuyos seems to be maintained. Now, did anybody see the Rimi Luniel? What does he say?
That
how does he explain the chashivas of dalad and dalad?
The problem is not a makom chashiv.
As seen in?
The getter of Rishos.
Yeah. Points to Arba Rishios. He says, just like something that's less than dalad al dalad is a makom ptur, that's why you're not chayav for akir v'hanocha me'agabe makom dalad from pachas midalad al dalad. What does he mean? Does he mean to say that, oh, you see that halacha recognizes dalad al dalad as a significant makom from the fact that it's also the shir for rishuyos? Or does he mean that the reason why you're exempt from dalad al dalad from less than for esa, the reason why you're exempt from akir v'hanocha from less than dalad al dalad is because that's considered an akira and a hanacha from a makom ptur. Okay, that would be. Is that possible even?
What was the first option?
Is he just saying that? Look, you see, dalad al dalad is the significant benchmark in halacha. You see it for rishuyos, and that's why it also happens to be significant here. Right? Mm-hmm. Or is he saying that the reason why you're putter for akir v'hanacha agave makom dalad dalad is because that's akir v'hanacha agave makom ptur? You haven't gone from rishus hayachid to rishus harabim. You went from a makom ptur to rishus harabim. Or if you read his language carefully, and this will begin with next time, he might even be saying the reason why a makom ptur is putter is because it's not considered an akir v'hanacha agave makom dalad, inverting the whole relationship. He actually switches his formulation in the middle of the piece. Okay? Now the reason this is gonna be hard to pin down for the Rimi Luniel, it is sensible. The reason why it's hard to maintain is because we usually assume that you can't have a Malkum Patur inside a Rishus Hayachid. Okay? It's okay, I'm ending now anyway.
I'm listening.
Okay. If you assume that you can't have a Malkum Patur in Rishus Hayachid, then it would be hard to invoke the Patur of pachas midalad al dalid inside rishus hayachid. But that might not be a problem because Rav Chista himself already denied that you need dalad al dalid inside rishus hayachid. Okay, we'll pick up with this. We'll finish up this question on Sunday, and we'll move on to the sugya of kuta. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna try this.